Imagine this scenario. You're Sarah, a dedicated store manager, maybe feeling a bit frustrated.
Yeah.
You've got these great new Gen Z hires. They're broke, they're eager, but that 50-page training manual you painstakingly put together.
Yeah, I can picture it. Dust collector.
Exactly, yep. Collecting dust.
Okay.
And those mandatory quarterly training videos, you know, the ones watched on mute, maybe sped up, maybe just ignored. Does that sound familiar to any of you retail executives listening today?
I suspect it might ring a few bells.
What Sarah, and maybe many of you, are bumping up against is this, well, this huge shift in how a whole generation gets their information. Gen Z, they live, they learn, they shop, they connect through this constant cycle. It's almost intuitive. Scroll, swipe, share.
It's completely second nature.
It is, and it's fundamentally changed the game, hasn't it? It just demands a whole new playbook. So our deep dive today is really about understanding that. How can the strategies of social media influencers, I mean, these are the voices Gen Z actually trusts, the ones who shape what they buy. How can their methods reshape how you, in retail, approach training and communication for your frontline teams?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, this isn't just about, you know, chasing the latest trend. It's really about unlocking better engagement, seriously improving knowledge retention, and, yeah, ultimately boosting performance and culture right there on your shop floor. We're digging into insights from a really interesting article called What Influencers Can Teach Us About Training Gen Z Frontline Teams.
And that point about connection, it's so critical. This isn't just training in isolation. It's about truly connecting with these employees. Understanding this whole shift is, well, it's essential for reaching Gen Z, not just as customers, which, let's be honest, retailers spend a fortune on with influencer marketing, but just as crucially as your employees. Their expectations for how they get information, how they learn, how they connect. It's just fundamentally different when they clock in. You really can't afford to ignore it.
Okay, so let's really unpack this then.
Mm-hmm.
What actually defines how Gen Z consumes information? I mean, for many of us, maybe older generations, we remember turning to, well, TV news, the newspaper.
Corporate memos.
Yes, those stacks of corporate memos. But Gen Z, they are digital natives through and through. When they want to find a product, learn a skill, form an opinion, where do they go first?
TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Exactly. Those platforms are basically their classroom, their news feed, their entertainment hub. It's all rolled into one seamless experience.
And the article, it really nails down four key habits that honestly every retail leader needs to get their head around because they define how Gen Z learns. First, it's visual first.
What? Less text, more pictures, more video.
Way more. Forget dense paragraphs. Video, images, that's what grabs them. That's how information lands effectively. Second, content has to be short and snackable. Snackable. I like that.
Yeah, the article puts it bluntly. A 15-second reel is more impactful than a 15-minute lecture.
Yeah.
They want brevity, immediate value, no fluff.
Makes sense. What's third?
Third, they're hugely peer-influenced.
Yeah.
Massively. They trust people. They follow online voices they see as authentic, like peers, way more than traditional ads or, you know, corporate speak.
That's a big one.
And the last.
And finally, number four, they are always on. Constantly connected, consuming content throughout the day, mostly on their phones, expecting information to be right there, accessible anytime, anywhere.
Okay.
So you take all that together. What's the takeaway for you as a retail leader? It means your training, it has to match the style, the pace, the platforms Gen Z already uses instinctively, not just during work hours, but how they live their digital lives.
That always on piece. That really changes things, doesn't it? It explains why maybe a single long training day feels so alien to them. But hang on, if we're leaning into this peer influence, what about accuracy, compliance? You can't just have employees sharing whatever they want, surely.
Yeah.
How do you balance that authenticity with making sure the right info gets out?
That's a really critical question. And no, it's definitely not about letting chaos take over. It's more about curation. Think of yourself as a kind of community manager for your internal content stream.
Okay.
You empower maybe your top performers, your star associates, to share their tips, their wins, but you provide a framework. Maybe a manager quickly vets the content, or you have a system to highlight peer-verified best practices. It's about channeling that peer energy constructively, not just unleashing it randomly.
Right, guiding it. Got it. Mm. That's a really helpful way to think about it. So if Gen Z is glued to influencers, and these influencers have this incredible power to shape buying decisions, their strategies must hold the key, the secret sauce for training them effectively, too.
Yeah.
So what makes them so good? The article highlights three kind of core principles.
Mm-hmm.
First up is authenticity. Their stories just feel genuine, mm-hmm. right? Influencers don't just rattle off specs. They share experiences. They give context, meaning it makes the information stick. They show. They don't just tell.
It feels real.
Yes. Second is relatability.
Yeah.
The tone, the style, it's approachable. It feels like you're hearing from a friend, a peer, not some big faceless company talking down to you. It feels more like a conversation.
Less corporate polish.
Definitely. And finally, there's consistency. They show up regularly with fresh stuff.
Yeah.
It creates this expectation, this habit of engagement. It's not a one-off seminar. It's this ongoing dialogue that builds trust over time.
And what's really fascinating there, host, picking up on what you just said, is how those exact same principles, authenticity, relatability, consistency, they don't just move products off shelves. They are fundamentally the bedrock for effective internal communication and training too. But here's maybe a nuance, especially with authenticity for Gen Z. It often isn't about being perfectly polished or using flawless corporate jargon. Sometimes it's the opposite. It's about rawness, maybe even showing imperfections, sharing genuine here's what I learned moments, even mistakes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, trying too hard to be cool or overly slick can actually backfire. It rings false, feels inauthentic. So the real insight, authentic training isn't just showing a real employee. It's letting their genuine, maybe unvarnished experience come through. That thick manual or that, you know, once a year mandatory seminar. It fails because it lacks all three elements. Gen Z needs training that feels personal, relevant, and crucially, continuous.
Okay, I hear authenticity and relatability, and it totally makes sense for one person, an influencer. But for a big retail company, is it really possible to be authentic in that same way? Or are we always aiming for a kind of corporate version of authentic that might still feel a bit manufactured?
That's a fair challenge, definitely. And look, the goal isn't for, say, the VP of operations to perfectly mimic a 19-year-old on TikTok. That would be awkward.
Right.
It's about extracting the principles. Corporate authenticity means things like transparency. It means acknowledging challenges openly. It means showcasing real employee voices, unfiltered as much as possible, avoiding that overly produced, disconnected feel. It's about finding your organization's authentic voice, which can still be approachable and relatable, but fits your brand. Being genuine about your mission, your values, the actual impact their work has.
That helps clarify it. It's about being genuinely yourselves. So the big question becomes, how do we actually take these influencer superpowers and, you know, put them to work training our frontline teams? This is where the rubber meets the road for retail operations, right?
Exactly. Let's get practical.
The article lays out some really specific actionable strategies. First one, micro-learning.
Yes, bite-sized chunks.
Exactly. Breaking down those long, maybe overwhelming sessions into short, digestible little modules. Things associates can actually access easily, maybe between shifts, on their phone, whenever they have a few minutes.
Fits into their flow.
Then there's story-driven content. Just like influencers tell stories, your training should weave product details into narratives. Make them memorable, maybe even a little emotional. Think about, say, a customer success story, where this specific product solved a real problem, instead of just a bulleted list of features.
So instead of enhanced arch support.
All right, tell a quick video story about maybe a customer who had foot pain, found relief, got comfort because of those specific shoes. Make it human.
Much more powerful.
Totally. Another big one, leveraging peer voices. We touched on this, inviting your own associates to share their wins, their best practices, maybe tips on handling a tricky customer situation. That builds huge credibility and relatability within the team, much more than a top-down memo ever could.
People trust their peers.
They do. And finally, and this is non-negotiable really, visual-first delivery. Moving beyond just text. Using video, using good graphics, interactive stuff, whatever, keeps attention high and makes the information engaging and, frankly, easier to digest.
And when you do all that, you really transform training. It stops being just a checklist item, something to get through, and it becomes, well, an experience. Something that actually sticks with your people, makes the knowledge usable, actionable, not just something they heard once and forgot.
Yeah.
And hosts, just building on your micro-learning point, a common pitfall is companies just chopping up an old, boring, hour-long lecture into 12 5-minute videos, right?
Uh-huh. Doing that.
But they don't change the style of the content. An influencer mindset means each tiny piece isn't just short, it's also super engaging, visually appealing, instantly relevant. It becomes a piece of content they might actually want to see, not just a fragmented chore they have to do.
That's a fantastic distinction. Change the ingredients, not just the package size. Okay, so the principles make sense. But how do we actually do this at scale? Especially in a big retail organization with lots of stores, lots of people. The article mentions purpose-built platforms like Insight Posts as being a real advantage here.
Yeah, the right tools can make a huge difference.
They're apparently designed to look and feel like a social feed, right? So it's instantly familiar territory for Gen Z.
Exactly. Less friction.
Let's talk features. They're mobile native, obviously.
Yeah.
So associates access content on their phones, wherever, break room, commute, maybe even at home if needed.
Crucial.
They support media-rich updates, so video, images, polls, quizzes, interactive bits, mirroring that dynamic experience they get on social media anyway.
Keeps it interesting.
The updates are designed to be quick and relevant. Keep it fresh. Avoid that information overload feeling. And maybe most importantly, they're engagement-focused. Associates aren't just passively watching. They can comment, react, ask questions, feel like they're part of a conversation, building that community feel around learning.
And if you connect that to the bigger picture, with tools like these, retailers effectively become their own internal influencer, right? For their own workforce.
Ah, interesting way to put it.
You're delivering these regular, consistent bursts of content that are informative and genuinely engaging. It's like having your own private, internal social channel that speaks your team's language, fostering this continuous learning vibe.
That makes sense.
Although it's worth saying, the tech is only part of it. You mentioned operationalizing. A big hurdle isn't always the software itself. It's often getting, say, buy-in from a legacy IT department or just figuring out how to consistently create this style of content. Mm. It really demands a bit of a cultural shift, not just a software subscription.
That's a really important reality check. The best tools are useless without the right strategy and, yeah, getting people on board internally. So, bottom line, why should busy retail execs prioritize this shift right now?
Good question.
Well, retailers already pour tons of money into influencer marketing, right? Mm. To connect with customers, drive sales. The exact same logic applies inside the company. If influencer-style content works to sell products to your customers, it absolutely can teach your associates how to sell those products and how to give great service. You're leveraging a proven method to power up your internal team.
It's applying a successful external strategy internally.
Exactly. And the tangible benefits for your stores, for your bottom line, they seem pretty clear. You can improve knowledge retention using stories and visuals, beats dry specs every time. You'll increase engagement across your teams with short, mobile content that fits their lives. You can strengthen your company culture, keeping everyone connected with consistent dynamic messaging. And ultimately, you'll boost performance because you're aligning training with how Gen Z actually learns best. That means better equipped, more confident staff.
And this really brings up a crucial point for every leader listening. Your Gen Z associates, they aren't just employees when they walk in the door. They're highly sophisticated consumers of information, 24/7. They come into work expecting a similar level of personalization, creativity, and frankly, digital ease in their workplace communications as they get on their social feeds every single day. Ignoring that fundamental expectation, that's a huge missed opportunity. It impacts everything. Job satisfaction, engagement, productivity. Investing in this is investing in your people, and that pays back directly to the business.
But let me push back slightly. Isn't there a risk if we try too hard to mimic social media? Could we end up, I don't know, trivializing really important training, like compliance stuff, or maybe diluting our core corporate message? How do you keep the seriousness where it's needed, but still make it engaging?
That's a totally valid concern. It really is about finding the right balance. Mimicking the format of social media doesn't mean you have to mimic the sometimes frivolous content. It doesn't mean sacrificing seriousness.
No.
It means delivering serious, vital information like compliance in a format that's accessible, digestible, and actually gets absorbed. Compliance training, for instance, can absolutely be engaging. Think short, scenario-based video clips, maybe featuring peers discussing how they handled the situation correctly rather than just a wall of legal text.
Right, make it practical.
Exactly. The goal is to make the important information resonate, to make it stick, not to make it seem trivial. It's ultimately about respecting their attention span and their learning style, which, ironically, makes the serious stuff more likely to land effectively.
That makes sense. Respecting how they learn helps them learn the important things better. Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive today, Gen Z, they're really rewriting the rules for how information gets consumed, aren't they?
Yeah.
They just don't respond well to the old ways, static documents, thick binders, those long sit-down seminars.
Definitely not.
What does resonate? Stories. Compelling visuals,
yeah.
Authentic voices they feel connected to, delivered consistently on the platforms they already live on. So we really encourage you, our listeners, to think about how adopting this kind of influencer mindset could genuinely transform your training, moving it from just another task on the list to a really powerful tool for engagement, connection, and yeah, loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance to finally bridge that gap between how your employees learn in their own time and how they're trained at work.
And maybe here's a final provocative thought to leave you with. Just as influencers have completely reshaped how brands connect with customers, they really hold the power to reshape how your organization connects with its own employees. In today's retail world, which is only getting more competitive, that deep, authentic connection with your Gen Z workforce, that might just be your ultimate differentiator.
Mm.
So consider this. How can your organization take these insights, meet Gen Z where they actually are, speak their language, and build those stronger relationships? Because those relationships translate directly into better performance, higher retention, and ultimately a thriving modern workplace culture. Mm. It's not just about tweaking your training modules. It's really about future-proofing your entire talent strategy.